Outside the jails, there's been a spike in the number of parolees going rogue. Data released yesterday shows that more than 2,000 paroled sex offenders have gone missing after they removed their GPS tracking devices. Now, that's a 15% jump since California's realignment law took effect. Here with the latest is KPCC's Julie Small. Welcome, Julie.
Good morning.
So, Julie, these parolees are removing their ankle bracelets that would allow officials to keep track of them. But you know, this isn't a new problem. This has been happening a while now. Now, why does it seem on the rise now?
Well, the theory is that parolees are less afraid of the consequences now. Since we enacted realignment, the penalty for removing a GPS is much lesser. It's a much lesser sentence. They used to be sent to state prison. Now they only go to county jail for 180 days. And in some crowded jail systems, some don't even serve that time, or they're released. I spoke to Glendale Police Chief Ron DePompa. He said, you know, the old laws worked.
The past system of parole had its challenges, and it was certainly less than perfect. From a law enforcement perspective, it worked. And it worked because those offenders knew they were going to face certain consequences for their behavior.
DePompa says now law enforcement hear from the crooks. They're telling them, hey, we don't have a fear of going to state prison.
So what are the consequences then of removing these tracking devices?
Well, it's 180 days as long as you don't commit a new crime. Just for cutting it off, that's all you do, 180 days in a county jail. But it's very different what actually happens depending what county you're in. In San Bernardino County, the jails are so crowded that they release more people early than any other system. But they've made sex offenders who cut off GPS a priority. They keep them in the jail for the full term. The same thing in L.A. County jails. But then there have been some other counties that don't even hold on to GPS absconders for more than a few hours. That was the case in San Joaquin County. They might spend a few hours there, a day. There were a lot of problems with helping counties figure out how to figure out who is the least dangerous person to release when you have a choice where there's like one in, one out. Aaron McGuire with the California State Sheriff's Association says they're convinced there's no question that congestion in the jails is emboldening criminals.
There does appear to be a correlation between, is there a bed available to house this person when they cut off their GPS? And if not, then they're more likely to cut their GPS off. There does appear to be
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation has been working with the counties to help them, you know, prioritize, figure out how to do these risk assessments of the inmates that they have in their custody. They say the situation has already improved, but that's probably not very reassuring for people when we just hear that there's numbers of sex offenders out there who've absconded with these GPS devices and are on the loose.
Yeah, the numbers released by the Corrections and Rehabilitation Department say that most of those violators are recaptured, and the numbers seem to back it up. Is there any effort underway, though, Julie, to increase the penalty they pay for removing these tracking devices? Because if you don't do that, what's to stop them from doing it over and over and over again?
Well, that's exactly how State Senator Ted Lieu feels about it. He's from Torrance. He's got a bill he's trying to get passed that would make it a felony to cut off a GPS monitoring device. That makes it a new crime, and so that person would go to state prison for up to 3 years. The problem is the state's under a court order to reduce overcrowding in prisons. That's why we have this realignment law. It's very unlikely that the administration is going to sign off on a bill that would increase penalties for any crime and add more prisoners back into the state prisons.
Julie, are there any other options for law enforcement to make sure these people don't commit new crimes?
Well, in an ideal world, and the hope was that realignment would empower counties that have a lot of programming for to help people rehabilitate, get them connected to the community with housing, jobs. But the problem is that a lot of those services aren't, you know, they're not ramped up to deal with the numbers. A lot of jails are having to look now at the people that are waiting to be sentenced, the pre-sentencing community, looking at that as an area where they might let those people out early ahead of their trials, as long as they can do that safely. And that's like, for example, in L.A. County, 80% of the people in the jail are waiting for trial. So they're going to triage that group and try to find the least harmful person to release.
KPCC State Capitol Reporter Julie Small. Thanks a lot, Julie.
Thanks.